You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, a bill was drawn from the ballot that would see student loan repayments being diverted into saving towards a home. I spoke to Green MP Gareth Hughes about his first home student loan repayment diversion bill and began by asking him what exactly the bill involves.
Well, the bill is quite simple. It just gives people with student loans, and there's 340,000 of them making compulsory repayments at the moment, the choice if they want to defer paying off their student loan and instead divert the money to a first home savings account, or they can choose to keep prioritising paying off their student loan.
Great. So at what point, if they did choose to divert it, what point would they begin paying off their student loan? Is it once they have a deposit for a house or once they own the home?
Yeah, well, in the spirit of compromise and pragmatism, I've actually left the limits up to the government to decide. So the minister would decide, you've got, say, 2 years or 5 years where you can divert, or there's a dollar amount. But once you've taken the money out to build or buy a home, then you'd have to continue paying off your student loan. I've also written it so you can choose what amount. And I've talked to some people who'd like to, you know, they'd keep paying down their student loan, but maybe diverting half of it to save for a first home, because they're looking at the skyrocketing price of houses and wondering, gee, if I don't get in soon, will I ever get in there?
And you've said that with that diversion, then a bachelor's graduate on a medium wage could save around $18,000 after 5 years. And I assume that that's diverting the whole amount rather than half of it.
That would be diverting those 12% compulsory repayments over 5 years. So if you add that alongside any Kiwi savings you've got, you know, maybe you get a Home Start grant from the government, maybe you've got some private savings, you know, a deposit, even in Auckland, is looking possible.
And you said that helping young people buy a house will also encourage them to stay in New Zealand. How real is that brain drain at the moment? Is there a shortage of university-educated people going into the workforce here?
Well, yeah, I mean, we are seeing record high net migration, but we're still seeing thousands of, you know, talented Kiwis go offshore. And this is an argument of fairness I'm making, is that we give New Zealanders with student loans who go overseas a repayment holiday, but if people want to stay in New Zealand and work and save, they can't access that repayment holiday. So maybe they're looking at, you know, having a family, they want a house of their own, and it's really hard to save for a deposit when 12% of your income is automatically going out for the student loan. So I think from the government's perspective, if people are staying in New Zealand and working and saving, they're much more likely to pay off their student loan, because if you go overseas, maybe you get behind in your payments, then we've seen so many cases of people racking up huge loans.
And I mean, 12% of an income, that is quite a significant amount, but that figure of $18,000 after 5 years, we know that that's not even, 5% of the costs of Auckland's very cheapest houses. How helpful will that realistically be?
Well, look, it will be helpful, and that is just the median. So some people be earning a little bit more, some people a little bit less. But when you've got KiwiSaver, which your employer and you put in, and any private savings, it's more realistic. But I guess looking at it from the other perspective, if you're prioritising your student loan, that's an awful lot of money, which is a struggle to get your deposit together. So we're seeing in Auckland now twice as many multiple property buyers than first home buyers. I think it's important that people who want to live in a home of their own get the chance. And with those high 20% deposit requirements in some respects, it's looking really difficult. That's why I wanted to make it easier by giving them a choice.
The Wire.
That was Gareth Hughes from the Green Party speaking about his first home student loan repayment diversion bill. So many words on the sleep-deprived brain. I spoke with Will Matthews, the AUSA president, about this as well. First of all, what's your kind of initial vibe on it?
I think that the values and the ideas behind the bill are good. You know, helping students get a bit of a leg up and their student loan not affecting that. I think that while that may be the case, the priorities behind the bill might be just a bit out of whack. I think that there's this assumption that a lot of parties go on that the be-all and end-all for all students is that they will grow up and be able to buy a house. And I think that that is, owning your own property is actually so far out of most students' radar that that potentially this bill is just missing the mark a little bit.
Do you think that, because people do, as a student, I'm a student, I've got a great big student loan. And I mean, people go, oh, you know, we're going to help students into their first homes. And it just seems so far removed from anything that I'm going to do that it feels like the opposite of preaching to the converted, you know, that these political parties are trying to get students engaged or help students out by helping us do something that we have never thought we were going to be able to do. Do you think that that either students are going to change their minds on that, or do you think political parties will eventually realise that we've let go of that dream?
Well, I should have said before, I think that this bill, if passed, would work really well for some students. If it's an opt-in procedure, then obviously there are some students out there that do want to own their own home. But for students who don't want to do that or want to go overseas or just want to get their enormous student loan out of the way before they even think about anything else, then it's missing the mark. I think that if parties don't kind of wake up to the fact that students' priorities are shifting, then they're going to start losing student votes and student interest. So they really do need to, they either need to change the landscape so it becomes feasible that students can own property again, or they need to shift their own priorities to meet the reality for students.
So the in terms of the mechanics of this bill, the repayment threshold at the moment is circa $19,000, unless you have a secondary income, in which case you pay it no matter how much you earn. It's the bane of my life.
I think that repayment is actually currently below the poverty line in New Zealand, as an aside.
Yeah. No, I dream of A, seeing the poverty line, and B, not paying $1,000 off my student loan every year on secondary income.
So
what this bill would do is that if you earn over that repayment threshold, you would be able to defer part or all of your mandatory 12% student loan repayment into a housing deposit savings account. So when you have student loan repayments, it is 12% of your income once you earn over that threshold. I have done, and you'll be able to use it in conjunction with KiwiSaver, they've got a little calculator up there. Now, I've put in my annual income from last year or something, which is, I'm sure somebody will be able to, like, I don't know, reverse engineer this and figure out how little I earn or something. Ooh. So at the moment, I'm saving, between KiwiSaver, $1,260 a year. With the Green Party's Home Saver package, I would be saving $1,489.92 a year. Do you think that perhaps people outside of the kind of student generation are just not realising the numbers that we're dealing with here? $1,400 a year is not going to get me a home, you know? It's not even going to pay off my loan.
No, I think the assumption and the premise of the bill is that if you start doing that now, then by the time you actually pay your student loan off and get around to buying a house, then the interest on that accumulates on what you've put in is going to be quite high. But I agree with you that, especially with the rate that the Auckland housing market is skyrocketing at the moment, that those numbers don't sound particularly promising. And what if you actually get to the point where you're looking at buying a house and realize that the policy just hasn't worked for you because you've been making so little as a student,
and you still have a student loan as well at the end of it,
and it's taken you two more years to pay it off because you've opted out of it?
So I think the other thing that I did want to cover is, I mean, from a student point of view, where you go, oh, I'd love to not pay rent, or, you know, our priorities are quite different. But at the end of the day, for, you know, and you can criticise the system as much as you like. Yes, MPs who are in Parliament currently got, you know, zero student loans, whatever it is. And that's unfair, and we can argue about that system. But at the end of the day, we took out student loans. You know, we took out student loans. We went to university. We made those life decisions. How do you feel about a generation of students putting off paying that money that we have borrowed from the country to do something as nice and something that seems quite fanciful for us? Oh, I'll buy a nice home in Greyland or something. I mean, do you? Where does that sit with you in terms of putting off people paying back money that they do owe the rest of the country?
Well, I mean, it has to. And I think there are two elements to it. Part of it is the student actually weighing up whether or not they think this is going to pay off in them, and the other element is whether or not you think that investment in housing infrastructure is going to be an investment in the future good of the country in the same way that investment in education is. And with higher rates of home ownership, you potentially have more stable and secure family environments, potentially less debts. We have survey evidence that says up to 60% of students don't think that they will be able to buy a home, and up to 35% of students think that their debt will stop them from starting a family. So if this can provide that security and stability, then we are avoiding potentially quite a large social catastrophe if people stop having children.
We all need to have, what is it, 2 point something to maintain the population.
Yeah.
So as part of this little press release that the Green Party has put out, part of it says that a bachelor's graduate on median wage could save $18,000 after 5 years with this diversion. I mean, that's a drop in the bucket. A house deposit. I mean, it's what you need 20% at the moment. You're going to buy a $180,000 house. You know, I mean, what is that? But another part of it is, you know, this kind of social thing. So helping young people to buy a house will also encourage them to remain in New Zealand to contribute to our economy and our communities. Do you think that that will help? And B, is this, if we want to encourage people, you know, graduates to stay in the country and use the knowledge that they have gained here, is this the right way to go about it? Is this an effective way to go about it?
I think that this in itself as one bill or one change isn't going to keep people in New Zealand and keep them buying homes or persuade them to buy homes. Like I said, for a lot of students, this is so far down their priorities list. And then you have other students who just don't want to stay in New Zealand or don't want to own a home. Like I said, the values and the idea behind this bill is really good, but it can't be a standalone package. It needs to come as part of a wider package that addresses the priorities and the situation of all students, not just the ones that actually aspire to owning a home in the kind of medium term.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.